Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1. It's Hurricane and Luke Combs at 7:25 and 64 degrees on the morning kickstart.
It's yes, it is the morning kickstart. Hurricane of barbecue, perhaps?
Hurricane of barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Barbecue and bacon, my two best food groups.
Well, we have a guest in the studio with us, Jeff Arment. He owns a Linville Smokin' Jay. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be here.
So what brings you in?
We are here to talk about a benefit. Okay. And a smoking competition that we do in Linville.
Nice.
It's called Smoke on the Water.
Okay.
It's August 26th. And this is going to be our fourth consecutive year of doing this. A friend of mine came to me 4 years ago and asked if I'd be interested in helping him start up this competition, which it was part of Linville Days.
Originally?
In the past.
Okay.
And I said, absolutely. So we did it for a friend of ours the very first year that was going through brain cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So every year we've done that, done this event. It's been for somebody in our community with medical needs.
Mm-hmm.
1 year it was for a lady that I graduated with that had her leg amputated.
Oh, my.
The next year was for a little girl that has cystic fibrosis. It's anything like this. And this year it's for that's going through stage 4 cancer right now.
And that's Melanie Stylo. Is that how you say her last
Melanie
name?
Melanie James. Yep.
Okay. Melanie James. And so she's suffering. And anytime you're going through a long-term medical situation, the bills pile up.
Yes, they do. They pile up quickly too.
Yeah, they do.
And 100% of the money that we get the day of or through fundraising goes to the family.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay. So I asked you if you do this barbecue thing full time and you said you definitely do own in the Smoke and Jay restaurant there. And it's awesome that you do that. So what are you bringing to the table as far as are the smokers who are entered into the competition, their entry fee is going towards the family?
Correct. Everything that we collect and our barbecue competition is different from any other ones. We provide all the meat for the contestants. Right now we've got 24 teams signed up from across the state of Iowa.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
This is the first year that it's the Iowa Barbecue Society. It's going to be an IBS sanctioned event.
Mm-hmm.
So teams are coming to get points for the team of the year.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a lot of interest.
And we can actually eat, when me and Malia show up, you know, with our band of brothers and sisters and our, we're going to come and eat, right?
Yep. We have, after the competition is over and the meat is being judged, we open it up to the public to have a sampling. We provide plates. You know, it's a donation. You come, drop some money in a bucket for the family.
Nice.
And you're free to graze.
And you're calling it a sampling, and I'm calling it dinner. I mean, dinner with leftovers.
We have not had anybody that's been able to get through every team without getting fucked.
I've only been here since October, so you know what I'm talking about. It's going
to
be... we'll have to see about that. Yeah, that's
I did go to a bacon expo and stopped at every booth, so I'll have to see what we can do there. So it's by donation as far as for the public that comes to sample the barbecue.
Correct.
I got to throw that in air quotes. So if you are, you know, planning a dinner out with the family, you expect to spend a certain amount of money, maybe you could, you know, just put that money towards a really good cause and come have a great dinner.
Absolutely. And the day is packed full of events.
Mm-hmm.
We've got music, bluegrass. We've got a Christian band that's going to play all sorts of music, a DJ that night. I mean, it's a lot of activities for the whole family.
Okay. Nice. So tell us where this is, when, and how people can look up information.
This event is in Linville. It's at the Old Settlers Grounds, which we'll have signs posted. Linville's a very small community. So
you kind of can't miss it?
You can't miss
it. Okay, just follow your nose once you get into Linville.
That's right.
Okay.
Teams will be arriving August 25th to get things set up and start cooking the wee early morning of the 26th.
Nice.
Okay,
The 26th is when the actual event is. That's when the teams will turn in their meats to the judges. That's when people will come out to check things out. And usually we do between 600 and 800 people show up for this event.
All right, so we bring our lawn chairs, don't bring our pets.
No.
Alcoholic beverages are, keep it on the down low.
It's okay.
I got you. Okay.
Keep it in the koozie.
All right. Keep it in the koozie. Saturday, August 26th?
Yes. Correct.
All right.
All right. So is there a Facebook page specifically for the event?
There is. Okay. There is a Smoke on the Water Facebook page.
All right. You can find that. I'll share it on our Facebook page. You can also find the flyer for this event on our website, Kix Events at KixWeb.com. So you can look it up there as well. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you guys for having us.
Not a problem. Thank you very much. And I cannot wait to just chum.
I know. Smoke on the Water sounds good. It's time for an information update with Chum.